Before we get into this week's episode, we would like to tell you about our amazing long-term sponsor, NI Travel News. NI Travel News is a publication that you can both have in your hands and in your phone or on your laptop, wherever you get your internet. And it is a place you can keep up to date with all of the NI Travel News about, you know, there's lots of holiday competitions in there, lots of information about traveling ways, traveling handy, family travel, and also lots of news about like new places that you can get to from the various airports here. One of them being soon, or have they started already?
Started already to Malta. Yeah.
Where you're going.
Which I'm going to at the weekend.
On behalf of NI Travel News.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's been three or four days child-free in Malta.
Yeah, that's right. 4 days.
And it's like you've got a class itinerary of all fun stuff to do whilst you're there.
Literally every minute is catered for.
Yeah.
And that's all down to NI Travel News, which is class. And they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, they're on LinkedIn. And if you search at NI Travel News, you should find them on any platform that you want. And it's really great just to stay up to date, as Diona says, with like latest like flight information and new flights that are taking off from Belfast and further afield.
Like great family holidays and
stuff. Travel hacks, all kinds. Everything in the travel umbrella is NI Travel News.
And the new actual publication that you can pick up in Ground Cafe and lots of airports and news agents is available on
travel
Monday.
Agents.
Travel agents, not news agents, is available on Monday, the 15th of April.
Which is my mum's birthday, so that's great. It's a present for her instantly. So
yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's my son's birthday the next day, so he's getting
one as well. So, yeah. Between them.
That's it. Yeah.
We have a sponsor this week that we're very excited about. It is Little Wing Pizza, because we are the biggest pizza lovers. Like, it's our genuine, like, it, that's our favourite food.
Yeah, we've had it for breakfast before, I'm not going to lie.
We've had it for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
See,
whenever we first met, two of our like shared loves was red sauce and pizza. And we were like, let's get married.
And we did. And it's going well, isn't it?
And also one thing that we agree on is that you would absolutely not have on your pizza is pineapple.
Loads of things I wouldn't have on it. Maltesers.
But
pineapple's the main one.
I would put a Malteser on it if I could. Try me. But no, definitely not pineapple. And that's the sort of ongoing thing Little Wing have going on with their customers. This fun thing. They will not put pineapples on their pizza. If you want pineapple on your pizza in Little Wing, smuggle it in.
Go to McGabry.
Tell them I said you that. Yeah.
That's where you get pineapple on your pizza, McGabry.
It is wrong. See anyone who puts fruit on their dinner?
I know. I'll tell you this though, right? See, pizza lovers, see if you're having a pizza the next morning, it's like leftovers, get it in your air fryer first. A lot of people stick in the microwave straight away. Disgusting. Yeah. Tastes like cardboard.
Yes.
Get it in the air fryer, tastes even better. So order a pizza the night before you want one, and then just stick the whole thing in the air fryer the next day.
Oh. Little Wing have a thing called Little Wing Little Bill, which is available Sunday to Wednesday, and that offers two courses and a drink for two people for $17.50 each, which is class. That's great for like a wee date night. And there's 10 different venues across the north to choose from as well. So there's loads. We've been to Little Wing quite a few times, and with the kids as well, which is great.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to go here for this offer as well.
Yeah, our kids are definitely ours because they also love pizza. So
cancel the DNA test.
Yeah.
So Little Wing, yeah, search them online, go to your local store and
eat some pizza.
Let's start the episode.
Welcome to Meet the Parents. We are in a brand new we're in a brand new place, which is in our backyard. This is a brand new place.
Yeah. It's great to be here. We don't even know where to look anymore. It's like, we're looking
at
here.
Yeah.
You haven't put up daft art yet.
Yet.
Next week.
Yes. Yeah. You need to show people your personality.
Yeah. We were torn between neon and Chinese symbols.
Oh, like a Joe Rogan big dirty neon sign.
Something neon with like a naked tits on it. Something.
Oh, that's good.
something like, Michael Scott. Do you know?
I've noticed there's a lot of office related gear here. Yeah.
By the way, our guest this week is Kevin McAleer. Well, hi.
Kevin McGarren. The less famous Kevin.
Do you know why? We've just bought tickets to Kevin McAleer, which is why I'm in my head.
I think I'm going to see him Thursday.
And twice today I've called you Kevin McAleer talking to him. Kevin McGarren.
You're so excited. Fucking Kevin. He said yes.
It'd be so funny if I thought it was you. I said, we bought tickets to see you. Where are you seeing him on Thursday?
He's in Vicar Street.
Ah, yes. This is his last hurrah, isn't it?
Yes, his last hurrah.
He's on his way out. Apparently he'll be back. No, from
comedy.
Right, okay, fuck me. I thought this was like the cancer tour.
I don't have any inside scoops on his medical records.
My mom's a nurse. She got me the files.
But we booked tickets because it was the last gig.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks later, after it sold out, he's doing Omen. He's doing dailies. So we were like, fuck's sake. I guarantee all the comedians are going to be invited to that.
That's a real Rolling Stones trick.
That's what we should do.
Their farewell tour was like 1984.
Yeah. You should just keep saying goodbye.
I know. So welcome to the last ever podcast. Anyway, it's great to be here.
We have a lot of office themed stuff in this office because I had an office themed breakfast for my birthday last week.
How does that work?
We'll say breakfast. Now breakfast because 2 hours later, Diona takes all the decorations down because that's it. You know,
birthday's over.
Yeah,
she's over celebrated.
When do you take down your Christmas decorations?
Oh, when?
Sometimes Boxing Day.
Really?
Really early, but we put them up in November.
Okay. You got to go. You're sick of them at that stage.
Yes, we do. Kevin,
do you go full Christian and go?
There's a film of pine needles all over the floor.
We do fake trees.
Yeah, fake trees. Just do fake trees.
Yeah. When do you take yours down?
Don't know. Whenever we're arsed, it's usually like well into January.
Really?
Jeez.
Yeah, it's like the 8th or 9th of January, I'd say.
Do you ever see people who like have forgotten one thing? And it's like August and there's like just one reindeer in the corner on a shelf and they've forgotten something.
Because my wife's mom's friend knitted these lovely like snowman, Santa and a reindeer. And I realized we have them up all year round just because they look lovely.
But they're reindeers?
There's a reindeer, a snowman and a Santa.
There was a reindeer in our living room in there until it tried to decapitate one of us. Came off its shelf.
That's right, yeah. Like nosedived. On the floor
twice as well. Working
probably suicide
or a ghost. Was,
yeah, or a ghost.
I don't think the reindeer's the ghost, but that I'm convinced
an anti-Christmas ghost. Yeah, some fucking woke liberal
Antichrist
ghost.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm convinced there's a ghost in our house though.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I don't believe in ghosts, but there's one on there.
I think once you have kids, the good thing about having kids is, like today I used the last of the bog roll. And then I just left it there. And I was like, a child will get blamed for that.
Yeah.
So like I'm doing things wrong around the house. Like my wife is just going to say, who the fuck is probably one of the kids?
Yeah.
It was me.
It's great they're using toilet roll though.
They just use it to play with it.
Yes, but they're not shitting in their hands.
Like the other day, they're not doing like a dirty protest or anything. The other day I found my child had like pulled like the entire roll onto the floor. So there was just a mountain of toilet roll, so I had to roll it back up, and my friend was over and I just said, oh, we got bespoke toilet paper. Like, and they were like, oh, because it looks shittily rolled back up. It's like, it's very expensive. It's recycled. It's made from recycled toilet paper.
During COVID there was like genuinely rolls of toilet roll going for like 50-70 quid on eBay. Like people were like selling ones that were like triple quilted and stuff.
People panic in times of crisis. I think
your mum still uses stuff that she bought during the pandemic.
She's still panic buying.
Yeah, she's still panic buying for the next one.
Yeah.
Just for whenever there's like, oh, he's Storm Catherine or something.
Yeah. What was it the other day? Kathleen? Storm?
Kathleen.
Storm Kathleen.
That was a woman's name.
Why is that?
Misogyny, I suppose.
We're awful. Yeah. We're awful windy. Yeah. No, it probably is. Is it always a woman's name?
I can't remember. Like, it's never like Storm Brendan, is it?
Brandon would do fuck all to begin with, but...
Yeah, he's a dose.
He's too easy going.
You just know... Oh, fuck off.
Do you know how they name storms?
What?
Do you know how they name
the
storms?
No, I have no idea.
They just go round the street and they... not the street. Just Channel 4 street. Just goes round the street. They go round the streets.
Yeah.
Of like, I'm going to imagine London. And they just ask people, like 100 people, what do you want to call it?
Are you serious?
And then they look if there's any doubles or trebles. And then they be like, sure, Kathleen will do her.
But do
they
that's
not
people?
True.
Like they're all
swear
white people names,
that's
aren't
nuts.
They?
That's nuts.
It is.
So Channel 4 are naming our fucking storm.
It's probably not Channel 4. And also it's probably not how they do it. But
it's definitely not Channel 4.
No, it's not Channel 4. It's like the news. Are you Googling how they do it?
There's a fucking sponge amount of holes in this story.
No. So all I know is the people name the storms. Justin, what
you have
say?
A waffle of intelligence.
The real answer is actually a lot worse.
Is it?
The first line I was, where are storms named after women? And the first line in highlighted is, to avoid arguments.
Oh, wow.
It is. They do ask the public. That is how it works.
That's nuts.
But who's there? That's what we need to find out.
Because that's how they also do radio figures, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. They do a survey on the
street. They just do survey on the
street.
Same street.
I don't trust people.
No.
No.
Because if somebody asked me, like, are you listening to this, this and this, I'd just be nice and go, yeah.
Have you ever met anyone who had like a Nielsen rating thing in their gaff?
What's that mean?
You know, like ratings for TV?
No.
You know what? You know what ratings?
Oh, I know what ratings for TV are.
So like,
I hope to be part of some someday.
So like, the Late Late Show got 50,000, probably more than that.
Yeah.
Views. So they calculate it. They've got like a certain amount of houses around the country with these little boxes. They record everything that's been watched, and then they just multiply it by 10.
I see.
But like, I've never met anyone who's like, oh yeah, we've got one of them boxes in our house.
Yeah.
Like, and like, plus, like, you'd never watch porn.
Because it's been recorded?
Yeah, you'd be afraid of what you're watching. But so you'd be like, oh, it's a documentary about climate change. I better watch that.
Yeah.
To seem intelligent when the box man comes over to take the figures.
I would say it's really old people have them things on.
Yeah.
Because they probably got their TV license for free or something if they got it on.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How was the Late Late Show? Was that the first time you've been on?
Yeah, it was nuts. Because it was Paddy's Day special, so there was a lot of people on. I'd never done like live, like late night. I'd done like live, you know, morning chat shows or evening chat shows. It was tense.
Was it?
It was tense, yeah. Because there's a big build up. Like, it's got such a reputation. Like, all the comedians I saw as a kid were from the Late Late Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like Billy Connolly and Tommy Tiernan. And that's how I saw them. So like, I
does
felt,
the atmosphere
I felt the
on set feel tense? Or is it you're like you're...
It's my own head, I'd say. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we always... when we watch it from Kildee's Takeover,
yeah,
it seems quite tense. It seems like the audience aren't up for a laugh, like how they used to be.
See, they're probably out of practice.
Yeah.
Cause I think Kildee's doing an amazing job, and I think he's genuinely funny. And he seems interested in comedians. I don't think Tuberty liked having comedians on.
Oh.
I think he liked serious.
Yeah.
Whereas I think he's quite nervous on comedians.
Straddles that perfectly between you have to interest in conversation and humor, like he straddles that well. And he's done documentaries and stuff too. I think he is interested in more like deep topics as well as having the crack.
But I definitely got the impression of him. He's like, he wants to have comedians on, which is great for comedians.
Yeah. He's had loads of Northerners on.
People
from
the north too, yeah.
Like, we were like, are people raging down south? Because there's an awful lot of people from up here getting on.
I did read a bit, because you read tweets and stuff, and there is occasionally like, what's this, the fucking Northern Ireland show?
I know.
But I think for, and not because I'm not blowing smoke, but I think for a long time, the north has been fairly ignored.
On
I was going to say Republican TV. The TV down south, so I think it's they're finding a balance, which is good, you know.
Massively, aye, because there's like, is there any like names up here who would be? I mean, Colin Murphy as well,
yeah,
in the south, but there wouldn't be a lot of comedians from the north who do much down south.
No,
there really
Colin
isn't.
Murphy really has been doing a lot for a long time.
Yeah, he's but the only like, TV comedian down south from up here.
Like Kevin McAleer would have been on from the 80s.
Yeah.
So he was on Late Late Show very young in his career, I think. But yeah, not a lot. And like, comedy's fucking booming up here.
Yeah.
It's really
like,
good.
Even as an outsider, like, it seems like ye are just fucking really busy.
Yeah. We've like, created our own scene, I think.
Is that purely podcasting that's really just...
I think so. Yeah. I think it's the podcast.
It's a mixture, I think, but podcasters... Podcasting definitely gets people out to watch people.
Yeah.
You know, people, you don't get famous now, and I say that with kind of, you know, inverted commas. You don't get famous now from doing a set in a comedy club. You get famous from doing a podcast, and then people go to see you.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
how
you get the bums on seats.
That's kind of same down south as well.
It's come out of lockdown.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a few of the podcasts got really popular during lockdown, and then it sort of just bled into other podcasts. And I think then that's now just people. There used to be a really booming music scene up here, and there still is, but comedy definitely surpassed it at one point, which was so unforeseen because the music scene up here is really good as well. And there has never really been that massive crossover between the north and the south. It's so bizarre how it's still so separate.
I think, though, as you said, I think the podcast is kind of breaking down those barriers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we all just slut ourselves around each other's podcasts for a while, just start inbreeding until the audience get confused about whose accents whose.
So how's Andrew Ryan? How do you guys look at him now that he's now one of us? You look at him with disgust.
He's not allowed back.
He's not.
He's not allowed back. No fucking way.
He talks with a Belfast accent now instead.
Does he?
He really does. He does. He has a full twang. He does.
Do you know what? Like Cork and Belfast are two very separate accents.
Yeah.
I think it's probably wise. I was driving on the drive up. I was thinking like where does the Northern Ireland accent come from?
Because the DUP.
I don't think they invented it. Are Northern Irish people are mostly from Scotland, if you go way back?
Yes, like, what do you call that? Like plantation, not plantation, what do you call it? Plantation of Ulster, yeah. When they brought loads of Scots over, Ulster Scots now. Yeah. Is that who that would be? Ulster Scots from Scotland, yeah.
So if you took a Scottish person and got them to do an impression of a Southerner, would they sound like a Northern Irish person?
Jesus, that's blown my mind.
That's a really interesting experiment.
Do you know what's so similar? I used to work with a lady from Ballymena, and for years I thought she was Scottish.
Yeah.
They all sound Scottish. There's a Scottish section. Wow. Have you been to Ballymena before?
No, I know there's a big shopping centre.
No, that's all. It is. Do you know what? We've gigged loads in Ballymena. I've done shows there, but Ballymena is just like a fucking mad place.
Is it?
I think so. I think like it's they sound Scottish and they're like, it's like a tiny country.
Yeah.
In the middle of another tiny country.
Yeah. But it's weird for being such a small nation or part of the world. There's so many accents.
Yeah, I love it.
There are maybe 30 accents within 90 miles.
Because it's kind of, I think kids now, because obviously they're watching more TV, their accents are a lot more Americanized.
Yeah.
And we're all getting quite flat.
Yeah.
So I miss mad accents. Like on my road, there used to be like 8 accents on my road. Like every house would have an accent.
I had used to do a bit, actually still sort of talk about it sometimes, it doesn't matter, about when Derry Girls did so well and about how like obviously all our kids now play with their toys in American accents because we do let YouTube raise them, and about how like we just hope that the kids in America are now playing in Derry accents. Could you imagine them with like, toys and all, oh, fucking shit, the tits. get you, Batman. Like
I watched the Kneecap film.
I auditioned for that.
Did you fuck?
I got down to the last two for DJ Provy's wife.
No way.
But my Irish would be shite.
Yeah.
So I was really Irish, yeah. No, it wouldn't be good enough. I have actually done movies in Irish, but her Irish was obviously better, and then she was a better actress as well, so that helped.
Yeah, I mean that's what they look for as well, I suppose.
Yeah, was it good?
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing, and I watch it, and I was like, they actually made Irish. The language like rebellious,
yeah,
and they made it cool,
yeah,
and I was like, there's gonna be kids in London like going like, hey, my mom wants fucking speak Irish. Just like, no, Jeremy, please.
Fucking Cupla Focal.
I know, but it's class that they've done it, isn't it? Like they've made it urban,
like the first, you know, like you go into like a film, especially if you haven't bought a ticket, if it's like a premiere or something. You go you go in going like, you know, this would be a bit of crack, like lads, you know, fucking DJing and fucking running from guards and stuff. But the first 30 seconds, I was like, holy shit, this is like a proper fucking arty film.
Yeah.
Like the opening, the opening scene, I don't know if I should ruin it. The opening scene, I've read the script. Have you?
Yeah.
The opening scene is like, it's a woman carrying like a baby through the forest. And you're like, what the fuck's going on here? And it's a like a secret baptism.
Yeah.
On a mass rock or something. And the fucking RUC
during the
helicopter comes over the head. And there's a priest there and all the family is there. And the dad's holding the baby. And the dad just gives a big finger to the fucking helicopter. Yeah. So the first thing the kid sees is a finger to the fucking cops. And I was like, I got chills watching it. I was like, this is unreal.
And then wasn't that Mohara? The baby then became O'Hara, didn't it? Yeah. Which is one of the guys from Kneecap. But I think they're class.
Yeah, they're
like, they're like...
Oh. I came out of it, I was like fucking Duolingo, Irish.
Yeah. Do you not speak any Irish?
No, I'm shit at it. They teach it really... I know we always blame it on how they teach it, but they teach it like memory-based. So they teach you to like learn 4 or 5 stories for your test.
Oh, like you got up in the morning and then you went and brushed your hair, like those stories.
So me and my friend Liam, we were listening to the radio and there was a competition to win tickets to see U2 in Croke Park, and we got the tickets, and then my friend Liam broke his leg and we had to ring an ambulance and we went to the hospital, And you know,
you're Irish in the brilliant.
I understood every word of that.
I understood every word of that.
It's always like, you know, in the heel of the hunt. Yeah. And suddenly, you know, the ambulance,
black cat,
the ambulance went at the speed of the wind. So you just learn it off, like a poem or a prayer.
Yeah.
And then you recite it in the test and then you forget it immediately.
Because it's useless shite.
Yeah.
My daddy taught our Spanish for a year in Madrid to like kids in primary school. So he'd be like the English speaking ambassador probably to them, but they were like wee like P1s or P2s, and he says that there was this one wee kid in the class and just could never ever get anything.
Yeah.
And he says every time that he would say to him like, what, like, como te llamas, what is your name, he would always go, I am 7. And then every time he'd be like, you know, what age are you, he'd always go, Miguel. Never got it, always back to front. Yeah. He didn't graduate school.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
yeah.
If school was filled with inspirational people, do you know what I mean? I think we should, and I mean this in the most respectful way, because I've got a bit of shit from teachers recently from stuff I've said about them.
Right.
They did a good job. They do a great job. But
we'll be shite teachers then.
But if they were inspirational, do you know what I mean? Like if your PE teacher fucking climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with no legs, do you know what I mean? That's who I want taking football training and PE.
That's such a high requirement. That's who you need.
Yeah,
you need someone to have no legs.
To be honest, like if you climbed a monkey bars with no legs, I'd be like, that's impressive.
If they got into bed, be like, fair play.
But no, you're kind of like, I remember like we were still taught, like, did you have Peg Sayers?
No.
So Peg Sayers was used for like 100 years how to teach kids Irish, and she was just an old woman made out of like cloth sticks and spuds. And she had the hardest life in the world, living on a rock on the side of Galway. And this was our basis. This was our inspirational characters. But I came out of that film going like, if you showed every junior or kid fucking the kneecap film, they'd be like, I'm learning it.
Yeah.
I'm learning it and I'm going to go to these gigs. I'm going to have a fucking time in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to understand. It made me want to go to their gigs and understand everything they were saying, you know? Mm.
That's what I thought whenever I was going to uni, and I went to study drama, and I thought, oh, it'll be like... it'll just be like Fame Academy, not Skins.
like on the uni?
Well, I just thought it'd be like, everyone be like, you know, in dancing shoes and like doing...
I want to live forever.
Like everyone would be like so friendly and it would be like colourful. And I remember on the very first day, this massive lecture, like 200 people in a big hall, and the tutor was like, nobody here statistically will become an actor.
Wow.
And, you know, you should really start thinking about the theory side of it and the business side of it. Most of you will probably be like, you know, if you're lucky, you might become accountants, or you might become
OnlyFans.
Like teachers. Or if only she knew back then. And you were just sitting there all, what the fuck's the point then? And then I checked out day one.
Yeah.
So I was like, at her
so it didn't make
auditioned for kneecap. Who's laughing now, bitch?
Who's laughing now?
So it didn't make you go like, fuck you, I'm going to be the 1%.
No, I just went home to halls and got blocked.
Just went back to the Holy Lands and just...
Yeah.
This is right into the Bible.
This is what I'll do instead. I know, yeah. My goal...
But you, a lot of your... You started off kind of acting comedy.
Yes. Not like it was.
It was acting comedy, yeah.
Yeah, like I was always wanted to be an actor. Stand-up was never a thing. And then was acting. But all of my roles were comedy roles is what I just ended up getting. And then I ended up just sort of being in that type.
Sure.
You know, just always doing comedy. And then I was doing comedy sketches. And we were at the Fringe. And I was not doing any stand-up, though. And then I met Sean. But then a few years after, and he was a stand-up still. And then a few years after that, my friend was getting married. And she asked me to do a speech at her wedding. And I did a speech at the wedding, and it went down really well. And Sean was like, "That's stand up," and I was "It is." And then I did that, and that's it. That's how it happened.
Yeah. Moment.
Yeah, it was like, "Oh my god, I write that. I could do that."
Yeah, because you did a thing for Radio 4 as well, didn't you? And it was like delivering a speech, but it was in a funny way.
It was about the wedding speech, which was rare.
But
because it
was
about women doing speeches at weddings, which isn't that common, which is rare. I regret not doing a speech at my own wedding.
It's a more common now, though.
Yes, it was.
Way more common now. Yeah, yeah.
It's
a weird thing. It's like, and now only the lads will talk.
I know.
And sometimes, like, Jesus Christ, best man speeches or even groom speeches can be the most boring.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst is, like, lads trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And
I think the worst is when they don't at least see someone tries. Like, is it not a given that everyone's supposed to try and do at least one, like, something funny in their speech?
Yeah.
You just watch people going, all the bridesmaids look lovely.
That's it.
I was at a wedding. I'm not going to say who it's for, but the groom was from Tyrone. And there was a load, there's a load of Yanks there. And he, the best man, get up. He was like, so a lot of the Yanks probably think we're, you know, all in the IRA, you know, in Northern Ireland. So I might as well just lean into it. And he stuck on a balaclava and he read out the cards.
Class.
I'm like, so Maggie from Boston wishes her best of luck to the band. And I was like, this is the most fucking surreal thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Jeez. And ended up fucking the Pope and the IRA. Yeah, yeah, definitely yeah. The best.
Kneecap was the band.
Amazing.
What age are your kids?
Wallace is 3 and Jesse is 1.5.
Wallace is a cool name.
Yeah, we like it, yeah.
Jesse's nice too, but I've never heard of a child called Wallace.
Yeah.
Office related?
No. We were at...
David Wallace. Or Gromit related?
Who?
Wallace and Gromit.
Oh no, it's Wallis.
Okay.
So we were at a wedding years ago and we met a singer called Wallace Bird. And I had a great conversation with her. And then later my wife had a great conversation. I was like, I met this girl, Wallace Bird. I was like, I fucking love that name. Mm. And we're like, if we ever have a girl, let's call it Wallace. And that was it. It stuck. And plus my wife's mom's... her second name was Wallace with an A-C-E. Yeah. And like they had no kids to kind of carry on that name. So we're like, fuck.
That's a nice touch.
That's lovely.
Really suits her. It's a funny name and she's a really funny child. Like, you know.
And what age is Wallace? 3?
3.
And then what age is...
Jesse's 1.5.
Oh, so yours are like not that much different than ours then?
No, pretty close. Yeah. How are you coping?
Are you knackered too?
Are you knackered?
Are you through the trenches yet?
Not really. No, there was a lovely period where they slept for 8 hours. But now Wallace comes into us at like 6 a.m. And like not even to sleep, just to sort of kick us.
Yes.
And I'm like, get the fuck out.
What about the clocks going forward though?
Did that help?
Is it now 7 or is it still 6?
It's before 6, but it's 6:45. Yeah.
We've now got ours to 7:30. It used to be 6:30 at the latest.
It used to be 6:45. Yeah. Now it's because of the clock's going forward, it's 7:30. But we also,
I'm considering just locking her door.
Well, we got a thing in the Arby Girl's room, which we have talked about the podcast before, but it's like a light that lights up at a time you set.
Oh, I bought one today.
Oh, did you?
On adverts. I was like, fuck this. I'm buying one of them fucking magic clocks that light up when it's time to get up.
Yeah.
Worked a treat
for us. Still works.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It does work. And then you even just like tell them, like for instance, if our wee girl wets or like has an accident and it's her underwear that has like a princess on it, we'd be like, that princess knows you've peed yourself. Which is quite sadistic.
It's quite horrible.
But I hope it'll stop her doing it the next time. In a room where like Santa will know. Like he's the light, you know, even at night time we still say Santa turns the TV off, we'd be like, oh my god, Santa turned that off.
Yeah.
Just blame it on something.
Yeah, that's good.
Real.
The TV goes off like a second and a half after you press the button. So you press the button and then you get your phone out and then you're like,
Santa.
It's funny, like, Santa. You have to skirt the line between like manipulating them and then traumatizing them.
No.
It's like there was a while I was like, oh, there's a load of spiders in my room. Don't come into our bedroom because it's just filled with spiders. And I'm like, now I'm going to give her like this deep fear of spiders.
She's
going to be like debilitated for the rest of her life. Boy, you try, Anton.
You'd say, I know, you do. You try. Is your 1.5-year-old getting up really early? Is that who does?
No, he's not bad. He's a good sleeper, like.
That's the same as ours. That's the boys. The boys sleep better.
Boys sleep better. We're lazier. Yeah.
Yeah, they cannot be arsed. The same as ours. Like today I lifted Rocky from his nap and like brought him downstairs, was walking around, banging around, and he was still asleep in my arms. And I was like, wake up, like shouting at him. And he just would not wake up.
Because you have unusual names. You got Rocky and Winter, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a risk. Given like a really unusual name.
It is.
Because what if he's like really boring?
Well,
what if he's an accountant? He's like, hi, my name is Rocky. I'll be doing your accounts.
He could live alone. He could live alone in the mountains.
There is an absolute chance though, because he's so laid back and so quiet. And as all that wee fella will never be in a fight in his life. He's so laid back and people go, it's going to be an ironic name now.
Yeah. Because he's going to be a rock star with that name.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. He's not going to be boring.
But you know, we've named obviously our daughter Winter. She went into daycare when she was like 1.5. And when we brought her in, and they were like, oh, Winter, that's a lovely name. And there's another Winter in her class. And I was like, hi. We go to all
there's
that effort.
Nothing fucking worse. Like, you know, I'm nearly afraid to like say the names of my kids like in TV shows or podcasts because I don't want people to take them.
Yeah. I know.
I'd be
You don't want to take the kids or their names.
I don't want to say their names in case somebody listening has a kid and then steals her name.
Steals the child.
I want her to be the only name.
I know. That's why my mom and dad named me Diona. They made it up. My dad's called
That's Steve, a really good one.
And my
mom's
called Donna, and they put it together and called me Diona.
Wow.
I know.
That's a cool idea.
It is, but nobody can spell it. Nobody can say it.
And if you're on holidays, you can never get like a little Keering.
Never, ever.
Just go, I got you a Derek Keering. Yeah. The closest to it.
I know my brother's called Darn, and I just get a Fiona or something.
Because you say, if people say, how do you spell your name? You go, it's Fiona with a D. And then you go, the Fiona. They're like, no. They just don't get it. They don't get it at all.
Has your personal hygiene changed since you had kids?
Yes.
You don't get a second.
Absolutely. Hair washed every 2 weeks. I've said this to you before. Like, if you can get like a quick shower in like a 30 seconds.
You look clean.
We're not.
Like, I don't see any stains. No, I assume your child didn't do that.
No.
Smiley face on your church.
Leaned on a wall one day in the Banksy walked past.
Also, we haven't been near our kids all day. We just let them.
Do you remember like when, before you kids, like if you had like a stain on your shirt and you were going out, you're like, oh, fucking have to go home and wear a different shirt. Now,
I just don't care anymore.
I go out and my friend was like, your fucking shirt is destroyed, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care, actually. Yeah.
I
washed it a couple of days ago.
They're war wounds, aren't they?
Yeah.
I answered the door a couple of weeks ago.
You ensued the door?
No, I answered the door and had a conversation with someone with a dirty nappy in my hand.
Oh, yeah,
and I think it was Amazon.
Just carrying around the castle.
And it wasn't even inside one of the wee bags. I was just standing there. I don't even know if it was wrapped up yet, but I just had this pissy nappy.
It was like you were eating fish and chips. Sorry, I'm just halfway through this nappy here. Yeah. It's a weirdest fetish.
Just someone even going, why did she do that on purpose to freak me out? Like me standing going, fucking. But I had a tutor before who used to wipe her face with a pissy nappy.
What?
When her kids were wee.
What?
She also fell through the roof in her house to the next floor. Like she.
Are those two things connected?
No, I don't think. I'm sort of setting the barometer for how mad in the head she was. But she used to like wipe her face on like a dirty nappy. Yeah. She was like this cute anti-aging.
Wow.
I know.
So also other children know that that's a different mammy.
Yeah. Like, she's marking her territory.
Is there a dermatological reason?
I think she's absolutely off her tits.
Okay.
Is the only reason that she's ever done that. What I'm saying is too, she fell through her own roof, like from upstairs to downstairs, and came in on a bike. Like she's just like a rare guy.
Yeah.
But so we were always like, I don't know even if you have kids. So I don't know where you're getting access to these dirty nappies.
Yeah. Sorry, she did not have children.
The only time I've ever heard her talk about children was when she spoke about the dirty nappies. And the only, I don't know where you're getting
the only childless people I know who have children's urine are people who want to pass drug tests at work.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a thing.
There's a market for that. I think, bottle your kids' piss, sell it to people who are doing drug tests for work.
But then
they could say like, you've got the diet of a fucking 2-year-old. You're eating nothing but leaf.
Yeah, why is your piss full of chicken nuggets?
Was it her piss though?
Well, she's not pissing on the nappy, is she?
I don't know. She doesn't have kids.
I know.
She could be rummaging through bins.
Yeah, she could be that wee bin hooker in Belfast. Have you ever seen that video about the wee bin hooker?
The bin hooker.
Hoker.
Is hoker
this
to rob?
The accent thing. Hoker is like somebody who's like
rummaging. Yeah.
The bin rummager.
Like a womble.
Yeah. Do you remember that video? Years ago, there was this video that went viral in Belfast, and it was somebody who was like lifting rubbish and going through all the, not like in a real sad way, just like in a weird way.
Right.
Through Belfast, and everyone called, it was a wee woman was coming out filming going, away the fuck you wee bin hooker ye? And it was like viral. It was probably the first video ever on the internet.
What's your favorite Northern Ireland viral videos?
Ooh.
Getting blocked tonight. Yeah. Have you ever seen that one?
Getting blacked.
Like, blocked.
Goes
to the girl in the front seat of the car. Can't and she's like, getting blocked tonight. You. That's my favourite.
I've never seen that.
Jamie Lee. You're bound to have seen it. Just a yeah.
Have you?
You're bound to have seen it.
No. I don't know that one.
That's my favourite.
Was it Roland Lunsky used to do those ones where he would roll down the window and drive past people and say stuff like, you'll always shine bright as long as you have the stars in your eyes. And then he would just drive on. Or, do you know, it's going to be all, you're only as big as the city you live in, and just say quotes. Yeah. And it was always like inspirational and nice quotes, stuff.
But he would end it with like a yeah, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were great. What are the big viral ones from Mexico?
Oh yeah, I didn't realize that we were called Mexicans until the last time. I did a gig in the Empire, like, not last time, the time before. This guy came up to me and was like, here, you're funny for a Mexican. And I was like, what the is that what they call us?
Yeah.
I did not realize we were called Mexicans.
I don't know what it is. Is it the border thing?
Yeah, south of the border.
Must be the border.
Yeah, yeah. Which would make ye Americans.
Yes.
I'd prefer to be Mexican.
I would prefer to be Mexican as well. Yeah, it's more sun.
There's one that sticks in my head. It's an argument between a couple. And it's filmed from like a bedroom window, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just this woman just berating a husband because he cheated on her, or a boyfriend or whatever. And she's just like, why do you ride hippos? Why do you ride hippos? He goes, you do, you dirty fucking animal. You're riding now and she's a hippo. Why do you ride hippos? And it's just a snapshot into a relationship that you don't want to be a part of.
That's fucking brilliant.
Do you remember the one of a guy, he's singing a song and... I don't know what the fuck song it is. Oh yeah, making my way down, down, sounding loud. I've got a fucking seagull, and then he's got a seagull in his hand that just goes.
Oh, does he do lots of videos? Got or no?
I don't think so. I think this lad's probably in jail.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure.
I think.
I remember Neil.
He's not touring with a fucking seagull.
The new bird, everybody.
He's doing the limelight next week.
Because I remember Neil Delamere showed me like this. Do you know, like when you find something really funny and you're like, this is the best thing ever, and you show it to someone else and it doesn't quite translate.
Nothing worse.
And he kept showing me these videos of this guy who was just so weird and do random shit. The guy, I thought I saw a seagull, and I was just like, this isn't. I'm not loving this. Just that hasn't translated to me.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those ones. But weird the way that things that go viral down south don't go viral up here and vice versa.
Really?
I don't think so. There's just not that much of a crossover. When you start amalgamating these islands back, this island.
Yes, we need to get this island together, even just in terms of viral videos.
Yeah, if that's it. You have a show up here soon, don't you?
Yeah, I'm in Limelight on, I think the 20th of April. I think it's Hitler's birthday.
Is that the 20th of April?
That wasn't planned.
Intentionally, no.
It was not intentional. Right. I think it's
always
going to
be
April.
Some asshole's birthday. Do you know what I mean?
I'm hoping that people aren't there to celebrate it.
Why don't you do a themed party? You have to pick a side, though.
I mean, it's problematic. He doesn't have a lot of fans.
Well, not in the Limelight, not in Belfast.
No.
You're in the wrong country.
Have you done the Limelight before?
I have, but ages ago.
Yeah.
Long time, lovely like venues. I'd say three, I'd say 5 years ago maybe.
Mm. It is.
Whenever
a great
I'm
venue.
Up, it's I'm always in Empire.
Yeah.
I haven't done Lavery's, I don't think yet.
You haven't?
No.
I thought you did Lavery's like a month ago.
No. No, it was in Empire.
You were in the Empire, yeah.
Empire is probably what it was.
Lavery's is class as well.
Yeah, everyone says that.
It's a Wednesday and a Thursday night, and it's brilliant. Like
savage.
It's such a good gig. It's probably like one of the best ones. Everyone sort of loves gigging there. It's never a shit gig.
Yeah.
So you could go in there and just do your shit of stuff, and the audience are just so good.
Yeah.
They'll give it to you.
Because I remember like...
Don't do your shit of stuff when you go in there, Kevin.
Thanks for the advice.
Basically going, she told me I could do my shit of stuff.
I remember thinking like, oh, like it's different up the north. I have to like do a separate set.
Mm.
And I did this thing in the Empire years ago where I played like an American tourist. You know these American tourists that kind of come to Belfast and they don't really know a lot about the history and they just fucking make loads of mistakes.
Looking for Game of Thrones hotspots.
Yeah. And so I was kind of slagging off, but I didn't realize Empire was fairly Catholic.
Is it? I didn't realize either.
It's Catholic.
Do you what? It's down near, like the Holy Lands and stuff.
Just kind of judging by what they laugh at. Okay. So I did this character.
No, it's not. Protestants don't laugh.
Right.
That's what it is.
They don't do songs. They don't go mad for the Virgin Mary.
They march instead of dancing.
Yeah. But I did this character of like this American tourist who's there to find his roots. And he just keeps getting bed up and saying the wrong thing. And when I was like doing like Protestant jokes, they were lapping it up. But then like when I started doing Catholic jokes, they were like, fucking no. But I had one bit where it was like, so I said to my driver, Seamus, I want to see like the real Belfast. So he took me to this place on, where's the fucking dodgy road? Has Kill in the name.
All of them have Shankill in the name. Oh, I Shankill.
So he took me to this place on Shankill Road, and I noticed there was some lovely graffiti outside this bar. And I said, "Driver, what's that graffiti?" And he goes, "Oh, to commemorate their lost loved ones, they like to write their name." I was like, "My grandfather, Ira, was such a big part of my life." So he gave me some spray paint. I wrote Ira forever. And these lads come out and kicked the shit out of me. But yeah, when I was doing like the Protestant stuff, they were loving it. And then as soon as I was doing Catholic stuff, they were like, no.
They want to hear more Protestant stuff?
More Protestant stuff.
I've always had the idea of me and her dressing up as like American tourists and walking through Derry and going to like the really, really like Republican nationalist estates. And just opening a big map and just saying to a guy going, "Hey man, could you help us? We're trying to find Lundandry." Mispronouncing it.
All of the signs have been defaced.
And just filming all their reactions. They fucking shit themselves.
Let me just adjust this sign. Welcome to free Lundandry.
At least you have footage when you're putting in for the claims from all the hounds you would get.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
Be like fucking Jackass, wouldn't it? Or
yeah.
I like the idea of Jackass in Belfast.
Yeah. Jack Arse.
I don't think I hate Jackass.
Did you?
I hate it.
Is it a guy girl thing?
I just don't find pain funny.
Yeah, do you know what? Because remember there was like a load of copycats years ago.
Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
I never liked that. Because they would be like, "Oh, we're gonna fucking nail a balls to a fucking burning skateboard." Yeah. And like that's awful. Whereas Jackass, I always found there was a lot of humor even in the violence. It was kind of cartoonish, like Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry levels of violence, you know.
But even still, I'm like, I don't hunt. Like it's such boy stuff.
Yeah, it's very
like
boy
even
stuff.
Now we see teenage boys hanging around outside, and all they do is pushing each
other. Yeah,
all is here. Nobody stands still. They're just constantly banging and pushing. Yeah. Like, how are you? Everyone's on high alert the whole time. They're just constantly like cats.
I remember seeing the movie, the first movie in Cavan Cinema, and there was like a riot at the end of it. Just lads, just all this pent up aggression. Mm. And just lads started fucking wrestling down the aisle, throwing popcorn and coke all over each other. It was
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch like a murder documentary, but that's
such a woman thing to do though.
Why is that?
Well, you can't watch a lad get kicks in the balls, but you'll watch like a horrible tale of a woman getting murdered over 8 weeks.
Like, I know.
Like what is wrong with you?
You ever see all those
like buddies? We're innocent compared to you.
I know. Like women in their 30s and like they're like hoovering or like cleaning the house, they got their earphones in and we're all just like everything looks like so peaceful and stuff, and inside it was like, and her body was dragged from the garage and she was chopped into 90 pieces.
Did you see
dragged up to Lundandry?
I remember Ard Lohanlon was in a drama about it was Ard Lohanlon in this like drama, and it was police and it was murder, but like he was still kind of doing his voice.
I was watching
my wife. I couldn't take it seriously, so I just so for a week I just kept doing impressions of like Dougal investigating murder. The semen was found all over the floor.
I know.
You can see here, this is where he made love to her after she died. It was an absolute disgrace, Ted.
God love him. He can't get away from it.
I know. It must be tough.
So
but like, we can't, you know, feel too sorry because like we all love to be part of an amazing show like that.
Do you know what? I was gigging with him a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, when I had said to him that. I was like, do you find that is still haunting you? He was like, I'm like, it's still every day. Like every day it's just that. Day. And no matter what else he does, he's done so many other TV shows.
Yeah.
But that is always it. But it's funny the things that people recognize you for, that you're like, well, obviously, Father Ted's huge. But do you remember one time someone said to me, "Are you the guy on that?" and named like a sketch I'd done that has like 86 views on YouTube 17 years ago. And I was like, what is that even? Was there even an online when we made that?
But it's much better to be recognized for something brilliant than something shite.
That was something shite. Absolutely something shite. Yeah, the worst. What was it like doing Republic Telly? That's a lot of pressure.
It was great crack because like you didn't have time to think.
Yeah.
Because it was alive and it was filmed live and then went out the next night.
Yeah. But it's shot as live.
It's shot as live. So you didn't have time to think. You're writing for 5 days. Well, realistically 4 days.
Yeah.
You take Monday off.
Yeah.
So you're writing for like 4 or 5 days and then you just go out and you just do it. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of an excitement and a freedom to that.
Yeah.
Whereas you don't have time to think, like, and we were so cruel. When I look back on it, I'm like kind of ashamed of like
at
how hard.
At some of the jokes?
Huh?
At some of the jokes, you mean?
Just like, we were so cruel. Because like you're every week, you're like, because now I know what it's like to make TV shows. And when you watch people react, and if they don't like it, or you read comments online, and it really hurts your feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
But like when somebody'd fuck up on telly, we'd just be like, yes.
Yeah.
Stupid fucker, I'm going to fucking destroy you. So you're not caring about people's feelings at all.
No.
But it was great crack.
It was almost like TV burp, wasn't it, in a way?
Yeah, I mean, I think they literally just ripped off that idea.
Yeah. It was great though. It was great.
It's good crack. Yeah, definitely good crack.
Up here, we've nothing like that.
There's nothing like that now down south either.
We don't have any breakfast shows, any, like, do you have like the 6 o'clock show? And you have the
Ireland AM and things like that.
Yeah.
You go to England, there's GMB and there's all, it's like,
we don't have anything.
There's nothing. We used to have like a Friday night, was it Friday night or Saturday night chat show? They had like The Kelly Show, and then they had
Stephen Nolan
one.
Yeah, and then the other Nolan show. And then the other Nolan show.
Something at the weekend, no?
No.
Like a chat show?
I don't think so.
There was another one, I think, on BBC One. I can't remember who did it, but that was 20 years ago, maybe more.
I think, well, like, what's stopping you from doing, like, a live YouTube Friday night? No, just do, like... It's funny, that noise you make was, I thought that was you doing cocaine. What's stopping you from doing like a Friday night live YouTube chat show?
As in like us?
Or yeah. Get guests in. Give me, film it here. Yep. Get a little musical guest.
Do you know why I was like going to bed? To be honest, not a Friday night.
I know.
No.
I know.
Do you know what? It's.
It's who's going to mind the kids? That's the first thought. Yeah. Who's going to take our kids?
Give them jobs.
Like
teach them how to use a camera. Yeah, yeah.
Hold the boom.
The tiniest, cutest boom in the world. But like, it seems like that's the only way to get out and done now is you can't rely.
Yeah.
You can't like rely on like, oh, I hope RTE like gives me a job. Everyone has to do it themselves now.
Yeah.
I used to think like that, even like, you know, one day I'll be a big rapper, but I don't even rap. I've never rapped. Someone will discover me.
You're waiting for Dr. Dre to be like, I need somebody to fill in, do an open spot.
In school, I remember being like whacked in the face with a wet cloth and by a girl going to me. I was like, I'm obviously going to be a famous singer. And I was like 17. She went, well, when do you actually sing? And I was all, whoa, never. Never sang ever. Never in front of anyone ever. And she was like, so what are you hoping to happen?
God, that's a harsh bit of reality.
Story where someone discovers me in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Singing.
Yeah.
It does feel like when you read or like listen to podcasts about like early Hollywood, and it's like, she arrived from Kansas.
Yeah.
And her first night in Hollywood, Louis B. Mayer drove past and said, do you want to lift to the studios?
The yeah. Yeah.
And like, that doesn't fucking happen anymore.
It doesn't happen at all. You have to hustle your way on OnlyFans for 16 years.
I don't know, it's OnlyFans.
It's the only option. You told me it was the only option.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah. We want to put an extension on this house.
Do you remember You're a Star?
Yeah, yeah.
I auditioned for that.
Is that the one Nadine was in?
She was in it. No, she was in Pop Stars The Rivals.
Pop Stars, right.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's not right.
Hold on. She was in Pop Stars The Rivals. Because there
in
was...
In England?
Oh, why? But what one
What was she in
do?
In Ireland?
It wasn't You're a Star. That was the RT one.
You sure?
It was...
I said 1985.
Did I not say
1986?
Yeah.
I thought I said 1985.
Yeah.
It was so adorable. It's the most adorable fucking...
It still does the rounds now, doesn't it?
Because you know the way kids lie?
Yeah.
It was like a kid lying.
Yeah. Well, I think that was all set up.
No way.
Apparently, I heard at the time. Now, you see, she went to my school, and at the time, everyone was like, oh, that's all been set up and all, because actually, Lou Walsh has her poached for another show another time. And it was all like, but they knew what they were saying, apparently, was that they knew what age she was from dead early on.
Right.
But she was the best.
Yeah.
And she was gorgeous, and she was entertaining, and they were like, let's keep her in the show, and it'll be drama at the end.
We're still talking about it now.
It
fucking
worked.
15, 20 years later.
Yeah, but the only thing is we cannot remember what the show was called, and then they obviously axed it, so it didn't
we remember her.
Yeah,
it worked for her.
Yeah,
yeah, because then it meant whenever they brought her into the Pop Stars Rivals, then she was already sort of famous.
Yeah,
And then she was in the band. But I auditioned for Eurostar, and I remember getting the bus from Derry to Dublin, right? I was about 16, dragged my boyfriend at the time, and I was like, "Come, you're coming down," because he was over 18. I was all mellowed in, nettled. and then I had to go down, sang Rihanna, a song from Rihanna.
Which song?
Unfaithful.
How's that go?
You don't want to hear.
Brought your boyfriend down and sang Unfaithful in front of
him. But they literally, within about three notes, were all no. And I was all, but I've been on a bus for 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, fine, sing some Shakira. And I was all, that's such a random request. So I had to be all,
you know what, like, of all the requests, she's the most mental singer you could come up with. She doesn't even sound like a normal woman.
I'm auditioning and all ole 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 ole
ole
ole ole ole.
We're all part of Jackie's army.
It was absolutely shite.
Do you think she nicked that? She nicked that off the Irish football song. Yeah,
she must have. PK probably told her about it.
Somebody's owed a few.
Watching RTE one day in a dodgy fire stick in Spain.
Right, we need to finish up. But
do oh my god, really?
Remember, that was fast. Yeah, we do 45 minutes normally, 50 minutes. Do you remember what date you're going to be 47, in limelight?
47. Sure. Before we go, what's your views on kids at festivals?
Well, do you mean them performing being on stage or?
No, I mean like you're going them? To. Where would you go? Would you just go to music festivals at all?
No, would rather die.
Never.
Really?
I've performing like Electric Picnic and stuff.
Yeah.
And we, what was that one? Stendhal, and we've done like a few festivals. But we brought the kids before, and it was a shit show. No, we didn't stay over, but it was
unbelievably.
The worst.
It's the worst in the world.
Yeah. Have you brought yours?
No, I can't, because I've seen other people. I've seen kids at festivals. And they look fucking miserable. Mm-hmm. And the dad is like wheeling them around in a wheelchair, and they're wearing those big headphones that the farmers have when they're cutting hedges. And the kid's like, can we just go home? Like, people are getting sick from doing ketamine.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, I just want to go back to the tent. It's like, oh, we're going to see...
Yeah,
we're gonna see
indie band.
We're gonna see Moby. You know, you love Moby, and I'm just like, they're two worlds I never want to unite.
Yeah,
no.
I want to go to festivals.
Time away from the kids.
Yeah, I want to get out of my fucking mind. I want to get into the mind of a child. I don't want to mind a child.
See, I went to Amsterdam recently, and I was one of the very few people that didn't take drugs in any shape or form.
Wow. So you were minding them.
Yeah.
But next CBD oil, like, it's going out of fucking date now.
My mate, we went to Amsterdam. My mate, like, bought a chocolate brownie. And your man was like, so you might want to, like, share it with your friends. The fuck? She ate the whole lot herself. And we were just minding her. And we were like, we have to bring her. Like, she was gone fucking sky boys. And we're like, we have to bring her back to the hotel. And we're in the taxi. And he's going through a tunnel. And she's like, don't take the tunnel. That's how they got Diana. reverse. And she's fucking going mental as we're speeding through this tunnel where we cannot turn around.
Yeah.
And
paparazzi following you. Was that? You forgot to mention that.
Although I was at a festival before working and like gigging, and I was sat down at a tree eating some chips, right? Just like in between.
Oh, at a tree.
At a tree. Do you know the tree I'm talking about?
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking piss.
A girl sat down beside me, right? She all sat about 3 meters away with her friend on a
rubbing
blanket.
A nappy up and down the tree. Yeah. Your ex-drama teacher.
She moved over, sat down beside me for a wee while, and I was talking to somebody, and then she went back over and sat down by her friend, and all I could smell was shit, and I looked, she'd done a shit right beside me.
Oh my God.
And then went back to there, like right there.
Wow.
Did she even like wet wipe?
I think she just rubbed up the bark. Rubbed her dirt on the bark.
That's unbelievable behaviour.
It's like, but also, like, didn't even go out of sight. She just went through, like, 3 metres.
Do you think it's because, like, obviously girls at festivals are more comfortable. Like, it's easier for lads to pee.
Yeah.
So lads pee anywhere. And then girls get to learn how to pee, you know.
In weird angles.
So it's not much of a stretch to take a shit then. Like, for a lad to take a shit... Going from taking a piss to taking a shit is a huge leap for lads.
Yes.
But for girls, I mean, it's same position, really.
Mm. Well, I know, but it's your arsehole and shit.
It is your arsehole.
It's
actually easier for a girl to shit than piss, you'd imagine.
How?
I don't know,
outside
man.
Of the festival.
The cleanup,
I show both of these now.
Do both and we'll come
turn off the cameras.
Do both
them on.
Same
time. Yeah.
So, when are you in the limelight?
I'm in the limelight on the 20th of April.
Shy talker.
Shy talker.
is intentional.
I like the idea because I do a lot of like promotion on like daytime TV, and I like the idea of watching them say it.
Yeah.
So your new show is Shy Talker.
Yeah.
Because you can't say Got Milf, can you?
You say Got Milf on any of mine. My tour is called Got Milf. And they'd be like, so your new stand-up show will just say that. and then they wouldn't say Got Milf.
That's on very conservative.
The radio, I know. It's like, but it's much more conservative on the radio up here than down south.
I suppose, yeah.
It really, really
is. You know
is.
What was hard though? Years ago, I did a Facebook competition for the person with the most likes.
Yeah.
Was the name of my show. And somebody called it ISIS Fundraiser.
And it won.
Fuck it won. Me. What did you do?
You called the show ISIS Fundraiser.
Oh my God. And then it had to cancel
it. They got 300 quid.
Wow.
I didn't cancel it. I did it.
Did they not want you to cancel? Did they not ask you to change the name or cancel it?
No, no, I did.
Did you do it?
The show, yeah.
That's brilliant.
The show.
That's but so fucking funny.
I put
funny.
Posters up all around the place. 10 minutes later, they were all down. They were all gone. I was like, fuck's sake, what a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's coming out of the money that's going down.
It was on Chortle. So.
I like thought we'd moved on in Northern Ireland. I thought we were accepting of all people.
So, yeah, good times.
That's nuts, man. ISIS fundraiser. Fair play to whoever came up with that.
There was ones like Kitty Fiddler and Nonce and all this here. And I was
I'll take the ISIS.
Yeah.
If you're looking through those, you'd rather just call it Nonce. Yeah. Or not. ISIS fundraiser.
It's an Egyptian god of the sun.
Yes, thank you very much for coming up.
Thanks so much, guys.
If there's some tickets left for your show.
Tickets available. And listen, anytime. I've got two kids, so like driving 2 hours to a podcast is a holiday.
It's a dream, isn't it?
I would drive to Donegal for a fucking TikTok.
I know.
I'd get a plane to fucking Glasgow for a Vine.
Dion has been in rehearsals the past 2 weeks for a show. Tickets out now. It's on the Lyric Theatre.
Not got
the
no way. 2 weeks. Sunny Side Up.
Called Sunny Side Up.
Today, Thursday.
Savage.
Yeah.
So I go into tech tomorrow.
So she's been in rehearsals for the past 2 weeks. Oh so I've had the kids by myself Monday to Friday, like 9 to 5, basically.
Wow. What a hero.
That's not why I'm telling the story. Sorry. That's not why I'm telling the story. But did it all by myself. But the other day I went boxing training and it was the first time I'd been in the car in 2 weeks on my own.
Yeah.
And I got in the front seat and I was like, I don't have to listen to Annie or Matilda or fucking Frozen. What am I going to do?
But
I could not believe
it. But I bet you were singing it in your head.
90s gangster rap.
Were you?
Fucking the whole
listen way. To Nuts on Your Chin by Eazy-E.
No Vaseline.
I get into the car when there's no kids music on and I still be like, I've been staring at the edge. And I can think of is Disney songs and I'm trying to, I don't want that.
It's horrible. I can't get out. My daughter loves... she loves a couple of odd songs. She loves Shimmy Shimmy Yaw.
Shimmy Shimmy Yaw. By
Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
And she loves Smells Like Teen Spirit and a couple of Ramones songs. So that's not bad.
Yeah.
But do you think...
She likes Frozen as well, but like she likes Shimmy Shimmy Yaw.
But do you think you can expose your kids to any music and they'll just like those musics? Because my niece is all like country roads. And like they don't listen to kids' music. They listen to like adult music. Because that's what they're exposed to. But I'm convinced that there is some sort of Disney, you've done something to their brains that makes them hooked on it.
They're very catchy. They're very fucking catchy songs. Yeah. It's like crack.
They are, and I've tried to not get my daughter into the princess shit.
Yeah.
Like I've tried to actively avoid it. I thought, that stuff makes me want to die. And Christ.
Good job.
She went to nursery today with a crown in her head wearing an Encanto dress.
No way.
She's like,
I think my daughter is attracted to the villains.
So ours.
So like
she's so sadistic.
We saw a poster for King Kong Godzilla and she was like, what's the story with these lads? So I was trying to kill time, so I told her the entire plot of the original King Kong. So she wanted to act it out. And when I got to the bit like, so anyway, the Americans they knocked King Kong out and they put him on a boat and brought it back to New York and she goes, They're bad lads. And I was like, yeah. So when we're acting out, she always wants to be the baddie.
So loves being the baddie. Every night.
I had to pretend to be King Kong in the fucking living room, fighting aeroplanes, standing on the couch.
Unbelievable.
Every night, Winter wants a story about Hank and Marv.
Hank and Marv.
From Home Alone.
Like tonight, I was.
Did they rob any other gaffes?
Yeah. Do you know what she made me tell her story about tonight? So I was go, what do you want your story about? And she goes, Hank and Marv, and they're trying to cut off all of Rapunzel's hair so she can't no one get up to her.
What a fucking lunatic.
So sadistic,
lunatic.
But you tell her a story, and then she's like, will you tell me the story again? Like straight away. Like a man kicked a baby off the top of a mountain, and she's like,
tell me that again.
Say it slower.
Just while
the lights off.
While breaking the neck of a chicken. Tell me that again.
Yeah, so we're raising evil kids.
Yeah, there must be something in the sadistic thing where they all want the bad guy, all the evil stuff. It must be just like because they're fun. They're fun and they don't have control over much in their lives. So they're like, that guy's living his best life.
Well, like they're the most interesting characters. Like the heroes, I was boring.
Yeah.
Like fucking, you went from Frozen, fuck off.
But it's like even most shows, the lead character is the sort of straight one, and there's always the funky best mate. The people that's the funnier one, or the more interesting character, isn't it? Like the Dwight in the an Office or something like that. It's like the
back to the fucking office. Jesus, God. Do you watch Antonelle's?
It's all I know. I'm doing a crash course for Mastermind. That's what I want. It's The Office. We do need to finish up now, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. April 20th,
I will put the link for your tickets in the description.
Amazing, fair play to you.
And best luck with it. How many shows in are you?
God, I don't know, about 9, I suppose.
Okay, and you have a good few left then?
I'm well. This one, there's a few more dates added, so a few more, Cork.
While I'm ongoing ones.
Cork, Cavan, Dublin.
Just autopilot by now, just... No, you're. Do you still have a bit of fun with it? And
at the start, you kind of try and add new stuff, whatever's been in the news that week, really, just to get it. It's just keep it a bit fresh for yourself, you know. Otherwise, you're just bored.
Just
for your own sense of mind.
What about that pandemic?
Trump was a character, wasn't it?
Jesus, yeah.
Trump was a character.
That thing in the Devilish was nuts, wasn't it?
Yeah. I just thought people were getting millions of that.
So how can people get tickets? Is it Kevin McGahern?
Ticketmaster.com or Ticketmaster.ie.
KevinMcAleer.com.
Yeah, you can get my website, KevinMcGahern.com or Ticketmaster.ie.
Right, thanks very much.
Cheers, man.
Thanks so much, guys.